Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. The tarot card for today is the Seven of Pentacles from the Morbidly Adorable Tarot, which is a deck in progress from artist Misty Benson. You can follow Misty on Facebook by going to her page, which is the Morbidly Adorable Tarot by artist Misty Benson. Now, what about today's Seven of Pentacles? I find this very interesting. Here we are. It's already the last day of March, and I find that so difficult to believe. And also, this is the final day for this video to appear on Facebook. All my other posts will still be there, but this one will no longer appear there. Maybe once in a while to remind you, but it's going to strictly YouTube, Instagram, Podbean, and any other podcast provider of your choosing. I always tend to think of this card as the garden of life, okay? You know, how you nurture, you know, the garden that you're growing in your own life, the seeds that you have planted and how you cultivate them. All right, so we have some interesting things that are going on here. You know, one of them, I know in the last week or so, I have been dedicating some of the time to talk about what's going on in the world. And there is actually a big garden theme that is taking place right now. People are turning to Mother Earth to, you know, grow their own gardens so that they know the source of their food and so that they know that they have food because of all of the, you know, supposed shortages, which really aren't there. It's more a result of hoarding. And if this is something that interests you, there certainly is, you know, a great deal of information available on the internet, which tells you about your area and, you know, what is feasible to plant at what time of year, and also even, you know, ways that you can grow things indoors and grow them from, you know, existing produce as well. So it's an interesting time that we're living in. But let's talk about this, because this is a card of assessment, all right? And there's definitely a great deal of assessing going on. You know, a lot of times you've got your garden and you're working at it, and you stop and you lean on the hoe and you look at all the work that you've put in, and you're wondering, is it worth it? Am I getting back out of this what I have put into it? It is okay to do that, but I want to say this, like, don't discourage yourself, because there's this thing called timing, which I feel that the timing is not right for, you know, that reaping of the harvest, etc., that type of thing. This card also has a way of being about, you know, you reap what you sow. And, you know, we're coming into a very interesting time frame, okay? And I mentioned that Mars has entered Aquarius. That was yesterday. We also saw Mercury leave shadow. And Venus is finishing up in home sign of Taurus and about to move into Gemini on April 3rd for the long haul, okay? And bear that in mind, because we're going to have a retrograde, okay? So this is why I'm talking about the timing here. You know, if you're looking at the rewards that you're expecting in your life, they just might not come right away because of this impending retrograde. And we will see the Venus shadow come on April the 9th, and Venus will not be leaving Gemini until August the 7th. If you follow me on Patreon, then perhaps you've had the opportunity to listen to my Patreon exclusive video, Saturn in Aquarius. And you may recall me mentioning yesterday that today there is an aspect occurring at the karmic degree of 0 degrees. Okay, it's a conjunction between Mars in Aquarius and Saturn in Aquarius. Very, very interesting. And I do talk more about this on my calendar of planetary events, which you can follow on my website. But let's just say that Mars, being our planet of action and energy in the humanitarian sign of Aquarius, which is independent and likes freedom, would rather lead than follow okay? And Saturn, the taskmaster, who does reward when you get things right. So right there with Saturn, that is our connection to the Seven of Pentacles today. And of course, I have also mentioned that Saturn restricts and Aquarius wants freedom. So this is energy. If you're thinking about what I'm saying here, you're going to realize this is energy that you cannot escape feeling in some way, shape, or form. And if it's not you, you're going to observe, you know, someone else who is going through this. So there definitely is a need to be looking at what you're doing, okay? With Saturn, things are for the long term. And it's important to understand the practices that you're putting into place and what is happening. Because right now, when you look around at everything that's going on in the world, we're not going to go back to the way things were. When we begin to move forward again, which will be in a while, okay, we will then be moving forward with a new set of standards. And so you see, this is all in the process of growing. Mm-hmm. So are you assessing today? And are you checking to see what it is that you are nurturing in your life? Because it's going to be around for quite some time. I think it has to do with methods and practices and things that you put into place in your life right now. So I want to thank you all very much for being here. Don't forget to follow me on Podbean. I'll see you here again tomorrow. Love you all. Have a great day.